pressed. Stop.
Hi, guys. Well, let's just say, I don't know where to start. Because we're... Brandon's in here. Can you explain what just happened?
Basically, ever since I found an updated version of MK Voice, Jake, wasn't it your idea that you wanted a sappy eloquence?
I think it was. Yeah, like a sappy eloquence that would just...
And it didn't matter to you that it was going to be choppy, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So I'm like, all right. I have a list of words here that I found online. So you guys know about my MK Voice thing that I'm doing. I've posted a couple things about it on my page. And so I found a full list of English words that I could just, you know, glance at if I needed some idea of words that I wanted to add. Normally I just take text files and read those in. But, you know, if I'm ever stuck or something, I can use this word list. Well, Jake and I were talking, and I'm like, you know, Jake, I have this file that has a whole bunch of English words that I formatted that was already pretty much in the right format for MK Voice, so I coded a little thing in PGT that would go through and make a WAV file of each word on that list, and I set my default voice to eloquence. So, somehow, he may get his Sappy 5 eloquence that's choppy but doesn't crash. His idea way back.
Yeah, and it's going to be huge.
Still saying please wait, I think. Let's see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's see.
Alt-tab, let's see how many files are in the folder now.
258.22. That's... 25,822 files.
Yeah, so it's like a little less than halfway done. Oh gosh. Watch until this builds.
Oh no! Well, we need to see if it exceeds 4 gigs.
Yeah, but since these are 11 kilohertz wave files,
we don't know if they're 11K, do we?
Well, considering that this, if it uses the default sample rate of the default voice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so most likely they will be, but we could just ensure.
Yeah, C-sharp does not do that.
Yeah.
This would have been harder to code in C-sharp.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. Basically, speaking of, like, coding and stuff, I actually sort of basically the problem with the breaking speech player in eSpeak Sappy 5 thing was due to the compiler, and we can't seem to find the correct set of libraries for Sappy for a newer version of Visual Studio, otherwise we'd have a fully working speech player in eSpeak Sappy 5. So it's sort of weird because we can't seem to find the right libraries, so yeah, that's kind of interesting. But there's also a warning in clat.cpp that said possible loss of data, so it's kind of interesting. Need to get that to maybe Reese or someone who can look at this. But it does work. I mean, it works for what it does, but it doesn't. It's not complete yet.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Let's see, alt tab and see how many files are in the folder.
Oh, really? Okay. 37,924 or something like that.
Oh, gosh.
Then I have to reference the right file. I think it was, words.txt?
Yes.
Yeah, words.txt. Oh, gosh. Oh, man. Man, dude. Oh, man.
Battery is full.
Yeah.
It'd be great to see how much of this actually reads.
Yeah.
Actually, let me make sure it's actually doing the stuff right. Okay. That's not 11K, is it?
I think it is, yeah. Like, wait, look at the sample rate.
Where does it show that? I can never find it.
I don't know.
Kbps.
Yeah, I think that's because if 1.4 kbps, if a higher quality wavefile is a sample rate of 1.4 megabits, I mean, it makes sense that it would be lower for the lower sample rates.
Why does WavePad say 11.025 kHz, 16-bit Mono, 21 kb/s?
Kilobytes per second, I think.
Oh. Okay, so you think this is right?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I know how we can check. Oh my. I can't even understand that. Hold on, okay. We're gonna have to run them through a batch converter.
Yeah.
But that's okay. That'll be, like, really easy.
Yeah.
It's literally just go in, select all the waves, and go at it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Yeah, this is crazy.
What do you think you'll do with this if it works?
Oh wow, it's gonna be interesting.
It'll need some refinements, but I can always do that for you.
Yeah. This is step one of three. Step one is making all the WAV files. Step two is batch converting them so they're compatible with MK Voice. Step three is building the thing. So
wait. Oh my gosh, dude. Here. For an exact, let's see. Oh man. 61,825 files in that folder now.
Wow, I...
Come on, we gotta be getting close. Dang it.
Yeah.
Oh man. In fact, we'll set it to my MK Voice sample.
Please, wait.
Oh no. Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh man. I'm gonna keep it on this so that way it has more of an effect. Here. Let me,
Please, wait. Please, wait.
I have to improve the word wait there.
Please, wait. Blah, icon, blah, window, items, view, list, words, dot, txt, six, blah, blah, of, six, blah,
yeah,
blah,
that's not
words,
gonna read.
Dot, txt, please, wait, please, wait.
Please wait. Still. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's still creating all those files.
33 p.m. 10:33 p.m.
Oh, still, man. Oh, my goodness. Woo!
Yeah.
Dude, this is like ridiculous almost.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
You do know that this, I will say this was your idea.
Yeah.
Was it not?
I think it was, actually.
Oh, man, dude. Come on, finish. Okay, I need to switch to eloquence for a minute. Oh my gosh. 109,581 words?
Wow.
Holy smokes!
Yeah, this is gonna take a while. Well.
Window, please wait. Please wait.
It's working!
Yeah.
Oh my. Oh no.
Oh, wait. What if you took the words list from the circumreality thing and we could make a voice out of all those wave. Wow.
What are you. I don't understand.
Like, take a bunch of recordings and compile a voice based on the recordings of the files in that word list, you know?
This should be a really simple concept for me to understand, but I'm not following you.
Like, let's say, you know the word list from Circumreality. Make a voice, read each word from those word lists, and name it, like, S0, like, what, however those...
Oh, like, use this MK voice sample when we build it? And then have that voice read the sentences?
No. Creating the wave files from based on the files in the Circumreality program, and then putting all those wave files in the folder for it to compile.
Okay. So this program would run through that word list and name them accordingly, but there's a problem with that.
Yeah, but you could always make it, name it, like...
Yeah, no, that's not the issue. The issue is that program where you build the voice for Circumreality, because that's what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Have files go into the collector and then build it?
Yeah.
The issue you're going to run into with that is that it needs speech recognition training data, and you can only get that, I believe, by recording from that program.
Wow.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So, it's pretty complicated. Let's see how many files are in the folder.
Really?
Please, wait. Blah, icon, blah, window, items, view, list, words, dot, txt, h, blah, blah, of, h, blah, blah, word, please, oh. Please.
Wait a minute, I need those.
Since my ETI...
90,366 is the position of words.txt.
Wow. So we're getting close.
Now I'll be able to say speech. That's currently keynote gold. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man.
Let's see how big the folder is once it's done.
Before we even downsample them?
Yes, let's just see how big it is, just for laughs.
Will we be able to tell with my number processing the way it is?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not using the normal number processing.
Oh, okay.
I've changed it.
Oh.
Like, here, I'll show you what I mean. Here, I'll slow it down so you can tell.
Please wait.
Look.
Lock icon, lock window, items, view, list, words, txt 968, 28 of 968, 28, words.txt 97309 of 97309, words.txt.
Wow, that's...
Please wait.
I mainly did that for my voice sample, so it would be easy to do, like, numbers, your time and stuff.
Oh.
It's feature.
Oh.
Oh man, dude, we're so close.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, this is gonna be great. This is gonna be crazy.
This was all you, my friend.
I know.
I didn't have to do any of this, really.
Yeah, but still, like... Yeah, but still the idea, like, the idea of all these files in a folder, I've never... Wow.
Yeah, I don't think anybody has.
Like, I've never seen a folder with that many WAV files in it.
It's more files than are in the Windows system folder.
Yeah. Oh, wow, this is going to be crazy.
And I'm going to go get candy.
Oh, no. I'll let you know if it's done when you're gone.
Oh, I'll hear it. Don't worry, I'll hear it. Oh, no.
Oh, gosh, this is good.
Oh, goodness. Oh, please.
BGT runtime error dialog. Oh. A runtime error occurred. File C wobblylock logs.bgt online 12 in function. Void main description. Index out of bounds. Would you like to copy the stack trace text to the clipboard?
Hey, yes, but that's no, okay. Why? I think it might have finished. Hold on. I brought the candy in here. Why?
No button. Alt plus F. Wobblylock window. Okay. Items view list. A dot log. Zizimus dot log 1090 flat. Zizimus.
Are you ready? It finished, even though it gave an error.
Are you sure it did all files?
Open. Yeah, I see. Because it would go in the order of the text file. Only problem it gave that error is because I think I know the problem. Let me look.
Mail with lobs dot word race dot beat lobs 4 int value left race 4 int value equals 0 value less equals end of word dot length value.
Yep, that's the problem. I just didn't have a minus 1, so that's why. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm. First of all, let's see the size of the folder.
Zizimus dot lob. Let's see. Colon. Items W, Windows W, WinSpeech 99 of dollar Windows A, Lob 96 of 113.
Amity is on my
created. Alert. Lob lock 97 of 113. Date created 1/15/2017-9, 52 p.m. size 3, 73 GB files, a dot lob, dot lock.
3.73 gigs of WAV files.
Oh.
Ready to batch convert?
Yes. Oh. Oh, come here, WavePad.
Hey, no, hey.
You got a job to do here.
Hey, folder.
This is where WavePad is really nice. You'll see why. So, what we're gonna do? It's gonna load.
What WavePad? Look, save. Select sub menu. Read batch. Batch. Add. Let's save. Rep. Select file. Add address. C. User. Save. C. Colon. Backup. A. B. E. L. O. Address. Circumnet. Name. Items. View list. A dot log. Not selected. 1/5/36/99. Header. Header. Name. File name. Combo box collapsed. Edit alt plus n. Land. Files of type. Combo box. All files collapsed. Alt plus t. It's files of type. List. Audio files.
There.
So items. View list. A dot log. Not selected. 1/10/95/81.
Okay, select all, enter. It's adding. Oh no.
Select audio files. Header, header, name, split, but file name, file, open button, alt plus O.
Is it working? Yeah, it's gotta be working. I'm just gonna wait. Dude, there's so many files here. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I would not be...
Files of type, combo box audio, file item, a dot log not selected, 1/10/95, 7...
Oh, are you still there?
Yeah.
Love it.
Whoa. I just pushed select all and it kind of... Oh no.
Let's just wait and see what happens, because just.
Oh man.
One of them. Waypad, not responding.
Oh!
Line. Waypad, not responding. Waypad, not responding.
Well, I'm gonna go get candy while I'm waiting.
Alright.
This is like. This is absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
Ugh. Dang it, dude. This sucks.
What?
Waypad unavailable.
Oh?
What sucks?
Well. I don't know. Hold on. Just said waypad unavailable.
Yeah.
Dude, this is just no.
Waypad. Line deep like waypad icon. Select audio files. Dial names. Line.
You serious?
File name. Files of open button. Alt plus O. Space pressed.
Oh.
Batch converter dial. Cancel button. Next greater batch can add button. Remove add file is list. Inverted exclamation point 1 to 1. And semi inverted exclamation point.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Add button remove next greater button alt plus N.
Well, here.
Space pressed. Batch converter property page. Batch script file grouping. Batch script file edit. Selected untitled.wpb. New button open. Save as but command list. Less back. Next space pressed. Unavailable. Batch converter property page. Output file format grouping. Convert the file format radio button check. Use the same format options button. MP3 encoder settings dialog. Qual. Batch can use the same. Convert combo box.m.wav. Format up space. Select wave file. Name. A save at format. Combo box p attributes. Combo box 44. 1 11. 025 KHZ 8 bits 11 OK button spit batch output folder grouping save to this edit selected C convert C colon backslash E L O Q W A V button less back button alt finish button wave pad dialog the folders no but cancel but yes button space error dialog cannot open the file inverted exclamation point check it exists and you have read access OK spit line people can't see Window item.
Okay.
Match converter dot combo box dot log collapse. Format up output full edit. Sub button. List back button alt space pressed. Match converter property page.
Battery
match
is full.
Proving. Match script file edit. Select new but open but save as command list proving. List back button alt plus D space pressed. Match convert add button next cancel next match help button. Match convert file list. Converted X. Add but remove but space pressed. On the match converter property page. File list proving. Add button. File list list. Add but space. Select item.log not selected 1 of 28308. Header head file name combo box collapse.
Maybe you can just type star.wave.
Item.log not head file name star.wav. Open space pressed. Item.log not selected 1 of 109581.
So. I'm going to.
Contact views of sort by group by refreshing paste on the paste of newer share news of proper views of menu.
Okay,
select header.log.
So. Okay, I'm just gonna wait now.
And you're gonna eat that candy?
Huh?
Are you gonna eat that candy that you got?
I already ate some. Oh.
Unknown. Oh. High sound coming from the speaker's alert.
Unknown, it says. Maybe you can't do this many.
I don't know.
Oh man, dude, this is like. I don't blame it if it can't do it. I mean, this is insane. You know?
Yeah. I wonder how many hours of audio this is, seriously.
Gosh. Yeah. You never think about, like, doing a select all, you know?
Yeah.
Alex Cryer-Jake, are you still in a call with Brandon CMV? Alert.
Alex just gave me a chat. Let's see what this is.
Brandon Tyson. Brandon Tyson. Virtual record. C. Brandon Skype Alex. Alex insert. Add Skype.
We should
green
divide
button,
this recording
content
in parts.
List.
That way it's
green
not
button.
Big.
Type and send it. Type.
Yeah.
Y P S dot.
We could end the first part here where it was waiting for
virtual
the build.
Pause, stop.
Yeah, let's just say we're just gonna wait for this thing to build, then we'll be back once it's
well it'll be built. So when yeah, so we'll come back if we can get
these all converted.
Converted, yeah.
Yeah.